Blog Talk Radio.
Amen, amen, hallelujah, hallelujah. Praise the Lord, hallelujah. He said, enter into his courts with thanksgiving, enter into his gates with praise. So we're going to praise the Lord for a new year. I know everybody say, you know, at that time, whenever they got ready to ring in the new year, some were praying and some were, you know, dancing, some were partying. Glory to God. But thank God for his mercy and grace that kept them. Good Lord Almighty. Hallelujah. Thank you for tuning in to Prophetic Corner. I am your host, Prophetess Martha Williams. Go ahead and call a neighbor, T-Bo, and tweet them. Hit them up on Facebook and let them know that we are live and on the air. First of all, we got to go ahead and get our announcements out of the way. If you missed it yesterday, you missed a treat. We had none other than Faith Come By Hearing, none other than Elder Bertha Askew. It was awesome, awesome. She talked about leadership and how we need to humble ourselves and listen to leadership, you know. Sometimes when, you know, you think you done got all you need, amen, but there's just much, much more to get. Glory to God. You can't ever, amen, shut the door on learning because, you know, there's always something to learn each and every time. There's always a fresh word each and every time. Elder walked the dog on yesterday. Amen. If you missed it, you can go back and hear it on demand. The show comes on at 12 Pacific Standard Time, 2 o'clock Central, and 3 o'clock Eastern every Saturday. Like I said, if you missed it, you can go back and hear it on demand. And I am Prophetess Martha Williams, and we're called the Hour of Power. This show, Prophetic Corner Ministries, comes on every Sunday at 3 o'clock Pacific, 4 o'clock Central, and 5 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. And I want to make sure that you tune in and hear, amen, a fresh word on any of the shows. You know, God ain't stopped handing out his new words and his fresh words. Glory to God. You know, it's just that you may stop, maybe don't stop listening, but God ain't stopped. He continues on, amen, glory to God, because all can be saved. Hallelujah. I'll just leave it right there. All can be saved. I know you said, well, yeah, the Bible said all can be saved, but will they? Okay, glory to God. Let's move on. Hallelujah. And we're called the Hour of Power, and I'm going to give you a 30-minute break, amen, between there and the next voice you will hear will be Voice of Truth Worldwide Ministries, none other than Minister Elaine Jackson. Her show comes on at 3:30 Pacific, 5:30 Central, and 6:30 Eastern Standard Time. We're on every Sunday. We are the Hour of Power. I'm the first hour. Minister Elaine is the next hour. So I want you, when you finish listening at the word on today, I want you to go ahead and go over and show Minister Elaine some love, you know, by hearing. You know, the Bible says faith come by hearing, hearing by the word of God, you know. And if you always say you love me, then, hey, you got to do something. You can go over and listen to the word that Minister Elaine has in our heart for this hour. Amen. Glory to God. And if you move on up on Tuesday, we have the Power Impact Team, I call them, the WOW Team. Glory to God. WOW Radio. I mean, when you go over there, good God Almighty, you done had some church. Hallelujah. My God. Hallelujah. Because they shake things up. They shift it. Hallelujah. They cast it down. They knock it out. They stomp on the devil. Good God Almighty. By the time you leave there, you ought to be feeling pretty good. Hallelujah. None other than Apostle Yvonne Rouse and Pastor Joseph Rouse. The show comes on at 6 Pacific, 8 Central, and 9 Eastern. Every Tuesday. And if you have missed it, you can go back and hear it on demand because it's a new year. You know, God is doing a new thing, so you want to hear it. I know people always say, well, they say that all the time. He is. Each year is a new year. You ought to be learning something different every time. You ought to be able to leave something back in 2018. Don't keep bringing it with you. You know, a lot of them say, well, you know, I'm going to leave this and I'm going to leave that. And the next thing you know, everything that they left is following them. Hallelujah. Just like it done cut a path through your relationship and where you want to go in Christ. And it has came right on in. Hallelujah. All those different things that have happened, you bring them right on. Well, you know, Sister Good did me wrong. Ah, just leave it over there. Hallelujah. And let go and let God. Hallelujah. If you want to be blessed, you want God to move, then here's a little something you must do. Don't wait for tomorrow. Amen. Glory to God. Do it now. Hallelujah. My God, my God. And I want to encourage you, if you need a life coach, a mentor, a marriage counselor, a spiritual leader, then I'm going to tell you what you can do. You can hook up with none other than Apostle Yvonne Rouse and Pastor Joseph Rouse on Facebook. You can go on their pages. It'll be Prophetess Yvonne Rouse and Pastor Joseph Rouse and inbox them. Go ahead and inbox them and let them know what the need may be. We are a church without walls. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Which God is moving. Hallelujah. He don't need walls to move. He can move whomever he please. Whether there's woman, man, boy, girl, donkey. Hallelujah. Horse, cow, chicken, turkey, whatever, ham, whatever he want to do. Hallelujah. He can move through whomever and whatever he please. Hallelujah. So I want to encourage you to go on and hit them up on Facebook and let them know what your need may be. You know, amen, you know, you keep putting it out there for people to come on in, you know, say, well, I don't want to air my dirty laundry. Well, listen, here's what you do. Just go ahead and contact them on Facebook. Inbox them and amen, and they'll hit you back. I promise you, they'll get back with you. Hallelujah. And they will pray with you, and they'll tell you, amen, what you do, and they'll give you all the steps if you want to become a part of the team also. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And I want to encourage you to partner. And in partnering, you will receive so much. From Monday, amen, amen, all the way down through till the end of Sunday, and it starts all back over again, glory to God. It's just word and ministry with you in mind, fresh word, a new beginning, a word that will sit you on the edge of your seat. Hallelujah. You remember, my mind just took me back a minute when I talked about cliffhanging, glory to God. You'll be hanging on the edge of your seat saying, oh, my God, what's next week's word going to be like? Hallelujah. That's just how good it is. My God, my God. So I want you to come on in, amen, and partner, and you'll receive all those perks, amen. And we're only asking for $25 or more. Come on now. I know a lot of you spent more than $25, amen, on the Black Friday, amen, or the Purple Friday, Blue, whatever you want to call it. But I know many spent, amen, many spent more than that on some gifts. Hallelujah. You spent more than that on your Dooney and Birch and was it the Barnum purses and, you know, and all those things. Amen. I'm not telling you don't have, but, you know, we always say we don't have money to sow. Then we don't have money to give. Yeah, you have it. Hallelujah. It's just a matter of giving it. Glory to God. So I encourage you to come on and partner. Hallelujah. And be blessed. Amen. Because like I said, we're a ministry without walls. Amen. But God is moving all around the nation. Hallelujah. He don't need walls to move. Hallelujah. He can move anywhere and wherever he pleases. Hallelujah. So come on in and get in, amen, on the ground floor. And let the Spirit of the Lord move in your life like never before. We serve a mighty God. We serve an awesome God. So come on in where the Spirit is moving. Hallelujah. I know over here, amen, you know, I can't say for nobody else, but I'm sure they can. Hallelujah. But, you know, I have to speak from what I know. Hallelujah. If you know that you know, hallelujah, glory to God. Huh? I know we can get a prayer through. Hallelujah, glory to God. I'm sure there are others, too. I'm not bashing anybody. I'm sure there are others that can get a prayer through, but I'm just telling you, I know that we can get a prayer through. Amen. Whatever the prayer need is, just come on and get in and let us pray for you. Hallelujah. Amen. And be blessed because God is moving and you want him to move, come on in and get in. Hallelujah. You know, we open the doors. Hallelujah. Just like they open the doors of the church, you know, we can open the doors of the church over here, too. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And that's what we do. We open the doors of the church and invite you in, and that's what we're doing. We're inviting you in. Hallelujah. My God. Although you may not see the doors, amen, glory to God, but just amen. Go ahead, amen. Let your imagination take you there. Glory to God. That song said, I'll take you there. Let it take you there. Glory to God. Hallelujah. My God, we serve an awesome God. Glory to God. I'm going to ask you if you want prayer at this time. Go ahead and press the 1, and I will bring you in for prayer. You know, God is moving all across the nation, like I said, so don't forget the move of God. You know, sometimes people have respect a person, but, you know, it doesn't matter about respect a person. It's how that person is living. Is they living the true and living word of God? Glory to God. That's what you got to look at. Make sure that they're doing what they're supposed to do. Make sure that they are called, amen, by the Most High God. Hallelujah. That's what you do. Hallelujah. You know, some are called, and amen. He said, many are called and few are chosen. That's why, hallelujah. You know, some just went, amen, and some were sent. Make sure you know the scent from the wind. Glory to God. Well, I'm going to go over here because it fits what I want to do. Amen. And they'll let me do whatever it is I want to do, but make sure it's God. When it all adds up and it comes clean wash day, hallelujah, make sure that it is God. Hallelujah. Well, no one's pressed the 1, so I'm going to go ahead, amen, and open us up in prayer. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God, we thank you, Lord God, for an awesome day, oh Lord, that you have made. We thank you, Lord God, for this 2019, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Father God, we ask you, Lord God, to grow us even the more spiritually, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. Father, we ask you, Lord God, everyone under the sound of my voice, whatever they in need of on today, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. Father God, let them call it out to you, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. As they hear me pray, Lord God, let them call it out to you, Lord. For God, in the name of Jesus, oh God, you said, Lord God, when we stand, pray, and believe. So, Lord, as I pray, Lord, let them believe and receive, Lord God, what they're asking you for. Father, in the name of Jesus, we decree and we declare for increase, oh God, for financial increase, oh God, in the name of Jesus. We decree and we declare, Lord God, to come in everyone's household, Lord God, who says, Lord God, that they need it, Lord God, those that are listening online or whether they're listening by way of, Lord, in the name of Jesus, because we know you can move anywhere, oh Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Those that are in need of a healer, oh God, we say, heal them, God, from the top of their head to the sole of their feet, in the name of Jesus. Lord, I hear you saying gouch, Lord God. Lord, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, we know you can heal gouch, Lord God. You can heal anything, Lord, in the name of Jesus, oh God. Take all the pain away, Lord God. Let them not walk with a limp, oh, good God Almighty, but let them walk upright, Lord God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Those, Lord God, that are suffering from depression, Lord God, we call it out right now, Lord God. Let them not be depressed in this season, oh Lord, because we serve an awesome God. Let them hear your voice, Lord God. Lord, let them be able, Lord God, to look up and get scriptures, Lord God, to cast out the devil, because you said you'll set them free, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Lord, as they read the word of God, set them free from that depression. They bind up in their mind, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, thinking that there's no way out, oh God. Lord, we decree and we declare that you are the way, Lord God. You are the truth and the life. In the mighty name of Jesus. And Father God, we pray for those, Lord God, on the day who have broken relationships, Lord God, in families, Lord, with their children, Lord, and their children's children. Oh God, we know, Lord God, that you can mend every broken place back together, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. You said what the enemy meant for bad, you'll turn it around and make it good, in the mighty name of Jesus. And Father God, we pray for those on today, Lord God, who, Lord God, are struggling in their marriages, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. Father, we ask you, Lord God, to go in and do a work, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Let them come back to their first love, so they'll know how to love each other, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, we thank you, Lord God. We give you glory, oh God, and we give you praise in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. There is nothing that's too hard for God. Hallelujah. My God, my God. Hallelujah. I hope y'all caught that. Good God Almighty. Hallelujah. Ooh, my God, my God. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. There is nothing that's too hard for God in the mighty name of Jesus. He said, when you stand praying, you got to believe. You know, sometimes when we pray and ask God for a certain thing, you know, and then when it comes to us, then we're like, I don't want it like that. I want it like this. But understand, he brings it how you really need it. Hallelujah. Because everything that you ask for, it may not be what you really need. Amen. In that particular way, he brings it to you another way. God don't move in the same way every time. Hallelujah. Glory to God. He may bring you some things, amen, that you might have to work a little harder. Glory to God. To keep. Glory to God. You know, you said you wanted it. Now let's see what you're going to do to keep it. You said you wanted me to elevate you. Hallelujah. So I brought you up out of that mess. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Now let's see how you're going to stay out of that mess. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Now you said you wanted me to enlarge your territory. So let's see what you're going to do. Are you going to pray more? Are you going to seek me more? Hallelujah. Are you going to spend more time with me? You're going to cut the TV off. Glory to God. Hallelujah. You're going to cut the phone off. You're going to cut everybody else out and just spend time with me and you. I brought you up. Now what are you going to do to stay at that level? Glory to God. Oh, my God. Good God Almighty. Hallelujah. My God, my God. We serve an awesome God. Amen. So when you stand praying and believe God for something, you got to be ready to put the work in to stay there. Hallelujah. You know, sometimes that's what happens, you know. And I was discussing with me and the Lord. We talk a lot, you know. I like talking to him. Hallelujah. You should, too. That's just creating a relationship. Amen. Glory to God. In order to have a good relationship, you know, there's going to have to be some communication, right? Glory to God. You can't talk all the time and not listen. Hallelujah. You got to also be a listener. You know, I'm saying, Lord, I see so many people, they go up, you know, and then all of a sudden, Lord, I said they fail, Lord. Sometimes they come down. I said, so what's going on now? And he began to tell me, you know, even elevators go up to the top. Amen. And when people get off at the top, they get out of the elevator. Glory to God. And what they forget is, amen, they get up there and they forget and say, you know, this is what I did. They forget about me and leave me down on the first floor. Good God Almighty, hallelujah. But when you go up, you got to remember to keep him with you going up. And when you get there, to stay up, glory to God, hallelujah. That don't mean you stop praying. That don't mean you stop fasting. That don't mean you stop doing nothing that you did to get there. He said people forget about him, and they get so caught up in the life, hallelujah, glory to God. Huh? And their elevator is emptied in. I'm not there with them. Oh, my God. So you got to remember when you get there, amen, keep doing what you was doing, what you were doing in the beginning to get there. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We're going to get into the word on today. Hallelujah. You know, amen. You can invite the favor of God in your life, but if you ain't got faith, it ain't going to work. Hallelujah. We're going to get in our word. Hallelujah. But this is just a new 2019. Amen. Glory to God. So we're just going to let the Holy Spirit have his way. Hallelujah. You know, hallelujah. You know, faith and doubt can't work together. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You got to have faith, amen, glory to God, to receive everything that you want from the Lord. And sometimes we don't get it, sometimes because it ain't time. That don't mean you ain't got faith. It just may not be time for that particular thing that you're believing in for. Hallelujah. But it's okay, glory to God. But you hold on with your everlasting faith and do not let go and don't let it slip through your fingers. Hallelujah. Go back. Someone has been writing down a lot of things, and they said, well, okay, Lord, I'm believing you for this, this, this. But, Lord, it ain't none of that happened. I don't know what's going on. Ain't none of that happened. Well, get that book back out and go right back down that line, amen, and say, Lord, this ain't happened. This ain't happened. This ain't happened. Now go right back to it. amen, and continue to pray over it. Continue to lay your hands on it and believe God for it in this year, because God's going to do a great and mighty work. Hallelujah. You know, God got to hurry up, and you know, because he's soon to return. Jesus is soon to return. So he's going to hurry up and put some people in some places where they can go ahead, amen, and get on out there, amen, and get some souls saved and lay hands on the sick and tell them about a man named Jesus who's coming and he's returning soon. And for people to turn their life around, glory to God, he's going to hurry up and build his fort. Hallelujah. And when he builds this fort, hallelujah, and put his people on the line, and they won't be moved by circumstances, and they ain't going to be moved by what people say, and they ain't going to be moved by no amount of money. They ain't going to let nothing get them off track. They ain't going to be moved by JoJo, hallelujah, and they ain't going to be moved by Susie Bell, hallelujah. They ain't going to be moved by short skirt money, and they ain't going to be moved by tight pants Susie. They ain't going to be moved. They going to be able to stand and stand there for. He's going to put them out there, amen, because he knows that he can trust them. Glory to God. And they won't be moved by all the circumstances and all the stuff and all the trials that come to take them out. Oh, my God, my God. Let's get on into the message. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I'm going to be coming today from the book of Revelations. Amen. And I'm going to be coming from chapter 3, verse 20. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Revelations chapter 3, verse 20. Now, I'm going to look at this, amen, and we're going to talk about it, amen, and I'm real excited about God and what God is doing, hallelujah. My God, you should be excited too, amen. You made it over in 2019, and if you didn't, you know, praise the Lord. There's a lot of people that went on to heaven, glory to God, hallelujah. Now, that first word says, behold. The title of this message is, who's knocking? Hallelujah. Come on. You know, when you go to the door, you're like, okay, who is it? Hallelujah. Do you ever just go to the door and you say, who is it? Then if nobody answer, then you ain't open the door. Some people will go. I've seen them do it. Hallelujah. I've seen them do it. They'll go to the door and they'll open the door and peep out. Nah, wrong thing. Glory to God. Don't do it. Don't do it. Don't do it. If you have a peephole, peep through it. Amen. And see who it is. Who's knocking? And this word says, behold. When he said, behold, he said, listen. There's something, amen, I got to tell you, hallelujah. Hold on, get your ears up and hear what the Spirit of the Lord is saying to you, hallelujah. Behold, because I'm going to go and say, hold up, wait a minute, who is it? Hallelujah. You got to say, who is it? Lord, are you knocking at my door? What's going on? You know, who is it? Hallelujah. Glory to God. And if you answer, he'll answer back. Glory to God. And if you talk to those people through the door, they going to answer you. Or guess what? They will not get in my house. Amen. Hallelujah. My God, my God. But when he said, behold, I want you to listen. There's an important message coming to you that you need to hear. I stand at the door and knock. Who? Jesus. Glory to God. You know, when people see this right here, behold, I stand at the door, amen, and knock. A lot of them saying he's knocking at the sinner's doors. Yes, he's knocking at the sinner, but guess what? He's also knocking at those that have been in the church over 30 and 40 years and you ain't changed. Hallelujah. You know, so many times you say, well, Lord, I need you to change me. Oh, Jesus, I need you to do this and I need you to do that. But guess what? He's been knocking on your door to pick that thing out of you, but you won't let it. You allow him to go in and get certain stuff, hallelujah, but other things you won't. Like Elder was speaking yesterday and she was talking about obeying leadership. Hallelujah. You know, that so much is tied to a lot of your blessings also. Glory to God. If you can't obey your leadership, then chances are you ain't obeying Jesus Christ. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Well, you think you are, but that don't matter because guess what? He said they ain't rejecting you, but they're rejecting me. So you're rejecting the Jesus that's on the inside of them. Thank you, Lord God. Glory to God. So, amen. He's standing at the door and he's knocking. Hallelujah. You've been in the church so long, and every time you go out, amen, you've been in there 30 years, and everything just, oh, I got to stay right here. Uh-huh, I love these pastors, and I got to stay right here. Now, you got so much word in you. You can quote the Bible frontwards. You can quote it backwards, but you're still lukewarm. Glory to God. Don't you know he said if you're lukewarm, he'll spew you out of his mouth. Glory to God. You take this word. Well, I can do this. Amen. I'll do this, but I won't do that. You won't complete the whole word. Hallelujah. You just use certain parts that you want and you don't want. Hallelujah. I remember, amen, when we were on the streets and we were standing on the streets ministry. And then this guy came by and we said, do you know Jesus is your Lord and Savior? Hallelujah. And he said, He just looked at us and we said, do you wanna be saved, amen? Because you know Jesus is returning soon. So we were talking to him, you know, and he said, no, he said I ain't ready yet. That's what he said. I'm not ready yet. Oh, okay. Well, let us pray with you anyway. So we did pray for the man anyway. But now this same man that said he wasn't ready yet, and then I went to the church, amen. The other female didn't go with me. And I went to the church, and you know, he was on the deacon board, but he wasn't ready yet. Oh, help us, Lord, help us. Glory to God. See, lukewarm. Glory to God. Hallelujah. My God. Ain't that something? Ain't that something? So he's talking to those that's been in the church also a long time. Hallelujah. And you ain't allow him to come in there and clean that thing out you. Hallelujah. All that gossiping and all that and all those different people you've been cutting down and talking about and, you know, and all those different things. He want to come in and he's knocking at your heart on today. Hallelujah. Not just the sinner's heart. He's knocking on everybody's heart. Hallelujah. You've been in a church over 30 years. Have you got anybody saved? Have you led anybody to Christ? No, you can't because of how you're living. Glory to God. You ain't allowed him to clean that stuff up. Hallelujah. When he knock at your heart, amen. Say, Lord, come on. Hallelujah. Come on in. Hallelujah. Let me read this other little part here. If any man hear my voice and open the door, I will come in to him and will sup with him. And he with me. If you hear him knocking at your heart, you know how some people say, well, you know what? I felt that thing when I was in the church. You know, God was pulling on my heart. You know, I mean, that was him telling you, open your heart up to receive me. You know, you can't do work in the ministry if you don't allow him to go in there and clean up all that junk. Don't ever think that you don't have a problem. Hallelujah. If you got a problem, admit it to God and let him clean it up. Glory to God. All you got to do is say, Father, in the name of Jesus, I allow you to go in there. Hallelujah. Work on the muscles. Hallelujah. Glory to God. To work on them vessels. Glory to God. To work on me, Lord God, and take all that out. That's why you can't be, amen, prosperous, amen, in the ministry. Instead, you pull it down instead of taking it up. Don't ever say you don't have a problem when there is a problem. You know, but just allow him to clean it up. What's the problem? Glory to God. He will come on in and he'll sup with you. He'll sit down with you. He'll make you his friend and you'll be his friend and he'll tell you, see, you know what? This is what I see. This is what I see. I see this. You know, I said, Lord, show me. Show me my heart. And let me tell you something. He will show it to you if you are sincere. Hallelujah. I just got to tell the truth. Amen. If you are sincere, he will show you the things that's on the inside that's stopping you from going to the level that he is calling you to. You can't minister up there at that level. Hallelujah. Because you're going to, there are things that you need to allow him to clean up. Don't let say you ain't got no problem. Just allow him to do it, to clean you up. Glory to God. You know, I was an intercessor, amen, glory to God. I wasn't a prophet then, amen, but I was called, I knew, but I just didn't, I just let that slid over to the left for a minute. I said, no, I'm going to keep right on praying, Lord. I'm going to keep right on interceding. But it came a point and a time where the fire gets so hot, I'm telling you, you're going to have to go ahead and say, Lord, here I am. I surrender. Just go ahead. What you want me to do? I'm through. I'm tired of that. Let's do it. You know, the time gets so hot there. You say, okay, Lord, that's enough. That's enough. That's enough. Let's go ahead. You call me prophet, okay? Whatever you call me, it's there. We'll do it, okay? But there was a time when I was in an intercession, amen. It's been, amen, a long, long time ago, over 20 years ago, amen, at least. Hallelujah. Now, I'm not telling my age. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I hear somebody say, go ahead, tell you. No, we ain't doing that one. Okay, glory to God. Hallelujah. And I said, Lord, show me my heart. Show me my heart, Lord, because I want my heart right. I don't want to have nothing against my sisters or my brothers that's stopping me from doing your will. Hallelujah. I want to make sure that I am right. I got to get right on the inside. And let me help you. Now, you can't get right, amen, by yourself. You got to have that Holy Ghost power to help you to get right. Glory to God. Hallelujah. My God, my God. So I said, okay, Lord, show me what's going on the inside. Because on the inside, I couldn't see. Hallelujah, on the inside. But you know, he can. So he showed me this thing, amen, that's been holding me down and keeping me in bondage. And it wouldn't let me go no further. Amen. So after he showed it to me, I said, okay, Lord, Lord, I ask you to take that out. But what I had to do, he told you need to go, amen, too. I said, well, you know what? I didn't know that was there. I said, but I am so sorry. And please forgive me. And I went on and on, and I talked to the person about it. Glory to God. And when I talked to him about it, that thing lifted, and I never did have another problem with that. Glory to God. So that's what you got to do. Hallelujah. You don't want to be just a lukewarm that he's going to screw you out of his mouth, keep going to church Sunday after Sunday. Then you come out, you're still cussing everybody out. Amen. You're cussing everybody out on your job. Hallelujah. He's standing at the door of your heart knocking, saying, let me in. You got me on the outside. You praise me. Hallelujah. You lift up your hands. You say you speak in tongues. Amen. I say you speak in tongues. Okay, catch that. Hallelujah. You say you speak in tongues, but then, hallelujah, you still, amen, you just can't get this right. You can't love thy neighbor. You can't love other people. You can't do, amen, what you're supposed to do in the ministry because of what you still holding on to. Hallelujah. Don't you know God is a forgiving God? Glory to God. And if he's forgiving, then we got to forgive. Hallelujah. Some of that stuff, you just got to sweep it on out the door. You know that song says sweep around your own front door. But so many times, everybody sweeps around everybody else's. But he said, I'll come in, amen. If he's knocking on your door, saying, let me in, let me get that thing out of you. Come on now, admit it. But he's not going to go in there and try to get it out if you want to allow him to come in there and get it out. He ain't going to force himself on nobody. Jesus Christ is just not like that. Hallelujah. You know, you can come willingly or unwillingly. But let me help you out. When I was saying amen, that I knew I was called, amen, to be a prophet. I knew that. Glory to God. But guess what? I didn't want to go willingly. But when I had to go unwillingly, good God Almighty, ooh, Jesus, help us, Lord. Amen. That was fire. Good God Almighty. So allow him to go in. Amen. Say, Lord, when they said created me a clean heart, you want to make sure that ain't nothing in there against nobody. You know, it always said, you know, it says also in the book of Corinthians, amen, glory to God, that you know how people take communion. Hallelujah. And then you got all this stuff against other people, and, you know, you're harboring all these things against other people, and you're talking about everybody, and you're cussing everybody out, and you know you ain't living right. So listen, hey, listen, just don't do it. Don't do it. Amen. Glory to God. Because you hadn't allowed him to come in and really sup with you and talk to you and help you. Glory to God. You ain't allowed the Holy Spirit to go in there and work for you. Glory to God. The Holy Spirit will go in there and work for you. You haven't allowed that. And it says so many people are sickly in their body because you do take communion. I remember before I even got it right, glory to God. And, you know, come on now, we ain't all live righteous all our lives. You know, he pulled us out of the dungeon and set us on high. You know, so this is live radio. So, you know, I am Prophetess Martha Williams, and this message I approve because I've been through. Glory to God. Hallelujah. You know, so many times we were in church and we were sitting in the church, amen. Me and someone else, amen. This other guy, and I'm like, okay. today. Hallelujah. And he said, you know, if anybody, you know they're not living right and they're not doing right. Well, you know, I had enough sense to get up and walk out. And I got outside. I said, well, you know what? That guy should have came on and walked out there too. I said, because he know he wasn't living right either. Glory to God. Come on, y'all catch that. And that's what you got to do. You got enough sense to know. If he's quoting this word, that word is for a reason. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You know, we don't take the whole word. We just take the parts that fit us. So if you know you ain't living right, don't take that communion. You know you ain't treating people right, don't take that communion. You know that you was over there in Susie Bell's house, amen, at 3 o'clock in the morning, amen, and y'all went watching Hallmark, glory to God, and eat popcorn, you know, come on now. Glory to God, hallelujah. Then don't take that communion, glory to God. God knocks on your heart. Let him in and let him come in and take all that lust out. Let him come in and take all that sin out. Glory to God. If you open up, he will come in. But if you keep it closed, he ain't going to force himself in. So many times we think that, hey, what we're doing is just, it's okay. But it says so many are sickly. Do you wonder why people are sickly like that? Because they're taking that communion. Amen. And they're not righteous. Glory to God. Make sure you are righteous before you take it. Hallelujah. I've seen people take it. I'm like, come on now. Don't do it. When you just at the club the other night, you ain't going to tell me you was going, you went partying and y'all had a good time. Then you going to church drinking, amen, the things that are holy. Oh, come on. Don't do it. We in 2019, so let's try to get it right. If he's knocking on your heart to try to get you to another level in him, then open it up and let him in. Glory to God. Don't keep it closed. Hallelujah. Do not keep it closed. We serve an awesome God. God is, he wants to get in every one of us. Jesus will live in the inside of every one of us, but understand, he don't dwell in no unclean place. If it's unclean, he ain't coming. Glory to God. So you might as well get it right now. Hallelujah. Who's knocking at your heart? Allow him to come on in. Hallelujah. And you sit down and you sup with him. That means you sit down and you talk to him. Hallelujah. And he'll talk back to you. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And I answer, well, I just can't hear him. Well, what are you doing? Amen. You got to read, amen, the word of God. Amen. And you got to pray to have that relationship to where he talks to you. Glory to God. If you ain't got that, then you can get that on today. Hallelujah. Don't put yourself, amen, in a bubble, because, you know, he can work any way he want to work. Hallelujah. And he will work any way that you will let him work in your life. Glory to God. Don't be afraid of the Holy Ghost. Glory to God. You know, they have been teaching and they've been talking about the Holy Ghost power. It's been so profound. It's been so interesting, so awesome to me. I hope it's been just as awesome to you all. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And they were preaching about the Holy Ghost and the Holy Ghost power. Hallelujah. That's working in the earth on today. So you got to invite the Holy Ghost power in. Hallelujah. And when you get alone, you say, Lord, I want your Holy Ghost power. Let it come on in and let it sup with me. And I'm going to sup with you, Lord God. And we're going to talk and I'm going to pray and I'm going to listen and I'm going to just spend time with you, Lord God. I'm just going to close everybody out and close everything up. Huh? I don't care what they got going on. I can't take it right now. Huh? I'm in love with you, Lord God. I'm listening and I'm listening to what you have to say. I'm not going to back down. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I want that Holy Ghost power to live on the inside of me, to be my counsel, to be everything that I need it to be, Lord God. So come on in and clean my heart. If there's any sin in me, Lord God, clean me out. Lord, I know I've been lukewarm in the name of Jesus, but God, I repent right now. Lord God, put me, Lord God, so I can be hot for you, Lord God. So when I pray, I won't pray them same old prayers. So I can pray them hot prayers to get good results, Lord God. I invite the Holy Ghost power in me, Lord God. So come on in, Jesus, and clean me up, Jesus. I give you my permission. Anything, Jesus, that you see on the inside of me is not like you in the name of Jesus. Clean it up, Lord God, so I can be on that road, oh my God, of righteousness, really living right for you, Lord God, so I can go and tell others about a man named Jesus who's coming to return. return. He's calling, turn, return soon. So I want to tell you, Lord God, my God, you are invited in this vessel, oh God. If you see any poverty spirits that's lingering around in there, that's keeping me from my prosperity, I want you to take them out. If you see anything, Lord God, that's not like you, any fear, any deception, any deceit, I'm always saying, you know, I'm okay, all is well, ain't nothing wrong. Stop lying, hallelujah, glory to God. He sees what's going on the inside of you, glory to God. Even though if you don't talk about it and you don't tell nobody, he see it, hallelujah. Stop being so prideful in the name of Jesus, glory to God. I come against that prideful spirit right now in the name of Jesus. He's knocking at your door. Let him come in and sup with you, oh, in the name of Jesus. If you got any fear in you, he'll take all that out too. In the name of Jesus, we decree and we declare all fear be gone right now. In the name of Jesus, oh, my Lord, in the name of Jesus, stop fearing, hallelujah. If I pay my tithes and my offering, I ain't gonna have nothing left. You know you serve a good God. He said, hallelujah, if you give, it shall be given. Good measures pressed down, shaken together, running over shall be given to your bosom. Your cabinets won't be empty, hallelujah. Your children won't go hungry, hallelujah. Your lights won't get cut off, glory to God, hallelujah. But can you believe, hallelujah, if he's really living on the inside of you, hallelujah, and you're supping with him, hallelujah, he will tell you, hallelujah, I'm not going to let your lights get cut off. I'm not going to let you go hungry, hallelujah. I'm not going to let you beside the road. You'll always have gas in your car in the name of Jesus. Glory to God. My God. So if you open up and let him in, this is the year for you to open up and let him in. Hallelujah. Stop hiding pride. Stop hiding fear. Stop hiding deceit. If you see somebody always saying, well, you know, I'm fine. Everything is well. Yes, I'm fine, Martha. I'm well. They telling a lie, glory to God. Everything ain't fine. You better start telling somebody so they can help you to pray, glory to God. Because guess what's going to happen? You're going to get all that bad stuff and then going to get in one place, and you're going to have a mess. You're going to be in a dry place, hallelujah. Glory to God, hallelujah. So then those spirits, hallelujah, that you didn't want nobody to know about, and those things that was on the inside, glory to God, and you didn't want Jesus to go in there, amen, the Holy Ghost to work on you, and then it's going to get in a mess, hallelujah, and it's going to all come down at one time, and you don't want that, glory to God, hallelujah, you don't want that. So if he's knocking at your door, hallelujah, don't keep going in that sanctuary, coming out the same, hallelujah. And don't keep doing the same old, amen. Well, I'm okay. All is fine now. Ain't nothing wrong. Say, Lord, I'm hurting. I'm hurting, Father. Woo, good God Almighty. Woo, my Lord. Lord, I'm hurting. I'll allow you to go in there, Lord God, and clean that hurt up, God. I can't stand that hurt. That hurt me, and they hurt me. So, Lord, help me. Clean me up, Jesus. Clean me up, Jesus. And Jesus, don't let me go in this church, Lord, and tell nobody off. Help me, Lord. You got to learn how to talk to him, and you know, amen. And he'll talk back. He'll tell you. Go through and sit down. That's what you do. Hallelujah. Sit down and listen. Remember, hallelujah, forgive. You have to forgive. If I forgive you, then you have to forgive them. 7 times 70, that's how you forgive. So you'll be always yet forgiving. Glory to God. Don't allow, hallelujah, nothing to stay on you like that. And allow him to go in there, amen, and do a work on your heart. Don't be a lukewarm person. Don't be a lukewarm minister. Don't be a lukewarm teacher. Don't be a lukewarm Christian. Don't be a lukewarm nothing. Glory to God. Hallelujah. But be on fire for Christ. Because he said, behold, when he said, behold, there's a message. And understand, listen to the message. Hear what the Spirit of the Lord is saying. Hallelujah. Don't close your ears down now. Glory to God. So many times you close your, well, I didn't hear, you know, sometimes, amen, I'm just going to tell it like it is, glory to God, amen, it's real, this is live radio, like I said, live radio, let me repeat it. You know, sometimes when if people go to a line, they'll come to the lines, amen, and if you ain't preaching, amen, I'm going to get a house, I'm going to get a new car, I'm going to get that man, and he's going to have all the money and all the tea in China. Then they'll hang up. But you know what? You missed the message. Amen. You missed the message from the messenger. Glory to God. Hold on and see what the end of the program brings. Because you could have missed, amen, what God really wanted you to get. It may not have been the man, the money, and the mansion right then. But you know, amen, glory to God. You could have missed, amen, the purpose, the message was coming forth. Amen, glory to God. You could have missed the thing that he wanted you to get out of the message. But you know, so many people do, hallelujah, well, you know, I'm just going over there just to hear it for a little bit. Amen. And if they ain't preaching what I want to hear, then I'm going to hang up. Well, you probably missed it. Hallelujah. If you had given it time, then it could have came whatever you were looking for. Hallelujah. Understand that this is ministry with you in mind. So if there's a message, then God's going to put it out on this radio. Glory to God. Hallelujah. My God. Allow him to come in and come in your heart and clean everything up when he's knocking at your heart, even those that are sinners. Allow him to clean up the places, amen, in your heart. He ain't going to force himself on you. You know, there are times when, you know, people will say, well, you know, I felt something knocking on me, and I was sitting in the living room, and all of a sudden felt something. My heart felt some type of way. You know, that's the word they're using now. They're using some type of way and salty, you know, hey. Amen, glory to God. Neither one of them are good, really, glory to God. But I felt some type of way, hallelujah, glory to God. But they don't know that. You know, God be knocking on them, knocking on your heart, saying it's time. Come out of that, hallelujah. Come here to me. Come near and draw near to me, and I'll draw near to you, hallelujah. But you can't draw near to him because you're always thinking you're always right, hallelujah. Even a person, amen, glory to God, who've been right all, amen, they've been right. They'll tell you they made some mistakes. And they'll tell you everything that they said, amen, glory to God, it may not have been right. Glory to God. No perfect person. There is no perfect person. So don't think that. Hallelujah. But allow him to go in your heart and clean those things up that's not like him. Hallelujah. Because, I remember preaching about how, you know, it's men are drawn away by their own lust. That means all that stuff is still in there, down in there. That's what starts to pull you away, amen, from the word and from the word of God, glory to God. That's what starts to pull you away, amen, from where he told you to get. Now, hold up, wait a minute. I hear you, amen. So let's go there. You know, if God put you in a ministry, amen, believe me, when the time comes, amen, you got good leaders. They gonna turn you loose and tell you to go. Amen. Go forth. Hallelujah. They done felt like they done did all they can do. Then they gonna tell you to go ahead. Amen. And go out and tell others about a man named Jesus. Hallelujah. They gonna help you to go and do whatever it is God calling you to do. They ain't gonna just throw you out there. Well, yeah, you have my nuts. Amen. Hallelujah. Bless you. Give you the cross with their hand and throw you on out there. Good leaders are gonna help you. Amen. To get out there. You know, so stop saying they're always trying to hold you back. Ain't nobody holding you, glory to God. You can go at any time, but it's best you leave in the right way so God will bless you. Make sure you go and talk to him, hallelujah, and stop trying to be, how should I say, selfish. You know, it's all about me, and I know what I'm doing, and I know I didn't know. No, you don't know. Hallelujah. That wasn't my message, but amen, I'm going to give you that one free, amen. Glory to God. No, you don't know. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Nobody's trying to hold you back. No one is going to do that. Good leaders won't do that. Hallelujah. They will help you to get out there. They will help you so when you get there and your elevator goes to the top, you're taking Jesus with you. Amen. And you're not getting out the top. Amen. And Jesus still down on the first floor. Good God Almighty. Hallelujah. My God, we serve an awesome God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We serve an awesome God. Glory, hallelujah. My God, as you stand, amen, wondering and thinking, you know, Lord, what's in my heart? Ask him and he will show you. If you will just come nigh to him and he'll draw nigh to thee. Glory to God. This is 2019 and awesome. It will be a prosperous year. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I hear you saying, well, you know, they said that last year. Yes, they did say that last year. And it's going to be a prosperous year this year. You still living. Hallelujah. You ain't hungry. You ain't on the streets. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Apparently you're on this line listening to the word of God. So, hey, amen. Hallelujah. Although you may not have gotten all the millions you've been asking God for. Hold up. Wait a minute. Let me take you back just a step. You got to sow towards that you want. Hallelujah. If you want more, then you got to sow more. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I know we said we only asked for $25 or more. Yes. I always sow the more, glory to God, because I want him to give me the more, hallelujah, glory to God. That's when you got to understand what the word is saying, hallelujah, glory to God, my God. So don't think that, glory to God, that nobody's trying to hold you back, but just make sure when you leave the right way. You know, don't leave toe up and don't leave going out, amen, persecuting your leaders and none of that. Let's go ahead and just take it down, hallelujah. This ain't my word, but Lord Jesus, help us. Just don't do it. Don't do it and don't do it. Glory to God. Allow God to clean you up, Lord. So I won't talk about, Lord, I won't talk about my leaders. So I won't talk about, Lord God, the things that go on, Lord God, that I don't like. Glory to God, I hear that too. Hallelujah, my God. I'm telling y'all, whoever it is talking, amen, you might just want to go ahead and just hang up. Hey, glory to God. Hallelujah, my God. But just don't do it. Hallelujah, glory to God. Because we serve an awesome God. Hallelujah. And you want God to bless you, amen. Continue to be a blessing, amen, to others. You know, so many times people just don't bless others, hallelujah, in this season. How many people did you bless that really need blessing? Glory to God. It's easy to bless those that, you know, have, and then you give them even the more, you know. But how about those that don't have anything? Hallelujah. Glory to God. I'm sure there might have been someone right around in your neighborhood, even if it was only a ride. You know, God will bless you. Even the more, hallelujah, especially if you want God to give you a new car. Don't be afraid, amen. If you know somebody, amen, I'm not saying pick up strangers and stuff like that. I'm not saying that. But you've seen people, you know, you go outside and you talk to them and different stuff like that, and you see them, amen, and you know them that you know them, and they ask you for a ride. You say, no, I can't ride you today. I can't take you here. I can't take you there. You know, and you have time, go ahead and give them a ride. You believe in God for a new car, give them a ride. Glory to God. And you know that person is not going to hurt you, then, yeah, you can give them a ride. Hallelujah. You've talked to them many a times. Glory to God. So you know them that you know. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Just have the discerning of the spirit. I hear you. They ask God, Lord, can I give this person a ride, or do I need to give them a ride? If I don't, Lord, tell me. Help me out. Glory to God. And when you have that communication with him, he ain't going to let you fail. He ain't going to let nothing come up on you. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We serve an awesome God, for he is worthy to be praised. Amen. Think it not strange that what's going on, amen, in your life on this 2019. God is bringing words to you, amen, to set you free, to help you to get to the next level. He's bringing words to you to help you to understand the word of God. It may not come like it used to, hallelujah. The word is going to come even the more, hallelujah, with more revelation, hallelujah. Glory to God, hallelujah. And the word's going to come, amen, and it's going to do that it's set out to do. If it's supposed to change your life, then the word's going to come to change your life. It ain't going to force you now, but it's coming to change your life, hallelujah. These are life-changing words. These ain't words you just said on. These are life-changing words. Remember that, glory to God, hallelujah. The word is going to come so profoundly in this season right here, hallelujah. Oh, my God, hallelujah. There are going to be many, many, many souls to be saved, hallelujah. There are going to be many to be brought out of the crack houses, glory to God, brought off drugs, hallelujah. Some have been taking their medication and getting drugged out on it. All that's going to be set free in this season, hallelujah, glory to God, because they've been hiding the depression they've been going through. They've been hiding, hallelujah, the anxiety that they've been, oh, my God, that's been going on in their life. But God's going to set all that free. Hallelujah. My God, my God. Huh? Glory to God, because they're going to begin to come out and not fear the devil. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Because the devil is in the drugs. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Oh, my God. They're going to get delivered in their minds. Glory to God. All those mind-binding spirits that have been binding them up. Hallelujah. Thinking that they can't be saved. The devil is a liar. You can be saved. According to the word, he said, all can be saved. Oh, glory to God. All won't. Hallelujah. But all can be saved. Glory to God. My God. Hallelujah. Oh, my God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Oh, my God. My God. Hey, he is awesome. We serve, oh my God, we serve an awesome God, and he is worthy to be praised. Hallelujah. My God, my God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I don't want you to forget, amen, Ministry Lane coming up next, amen. I'm going to give you a break right between here. And the next voice you're going to hear is Minister Elaine Jackson. Again, if you don't have the number, amen, I know some say they don't have the number to her show. I'm going to give you the number, amen, to the show, amen, so you can go over, amen, and show Minister Elaine some love. Hallelujah. The number to the show is 1-347-945-5041. That's Minister Elaine. Now, I'm going to go back and give you the show to number to Elder Show. Amen. The number is 1-213-943-3394. And you can also, amen, on her show comes on Saturday. And you can also tune in on Tuesday night with Apostle and Pastor, amen, under that same number, 1-213-943-3394. You can also tune in on Tuesday night under the same number. I know they were saying, well, we don't know the numbers. We don't know. Well, amen, I gave them to you. I know some don't have Facebook pages, and some, you know, some just come in and listen, amen, glory to God. They call in at one number, but I gave given you the numbers to Ministry Lane, to Elder, amen, Faith Come By Hearing, and Apostle and Pastor Joseph Rouse on Tuesday, amen. I don't like to lead a show without inviting you to Jesus Christ, you know. We need to make Jesus Lord in our life because he is an awesome God. Who wouldn't? I'd rather be with him than to be without him. I'd rather have the Holy Ghost living on the inside of me than to not have the Holy Ghost at all. We serve an awesome God, and I keep saying that because God is awesome. Jesus is awesome. Glory to God. You know, amen. Just think, Jesus gave his only life. Amen. God gave his only son for us. Amen. He thought enough of us. It ain't too many. Ain't nobody. Ain't gonna say too many. Ain't nobody. There's no one, hallelujah, that can do what he did. Glory to God. So you can't tell me that. Let me just tell you this, amen, before we go. Hallelujah. I know I have talked a lot today, but you have to sometimes just get it out. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Listen, don't play with sin. Hallelujah. I'm just going to tell you, don't play with sin. Glory to God. Just remember what I'm saying here on today. Don't play with sin. When you see sin, put it in check. This is the season you got to put it in check because that thing will ride you. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Don't play with sin. Put it in check. In other words, if you see somebody lusting, amen, glory to God, and they come to you, amen, put it in check. Put it in check, ladies. Put it in check, men. Say, no, Susie, I'm sorry. I'm a man of God. He said, resist the devil and he will flee. And I tell, flee from me, you devil, right now in the name of Jesus. Go ahead and amen and get it on out the way. Don't play with it. Because some like to play with sin. And that's the truth. Don't play with it. Put it in check. Because this is it right here. Glory to God. So put it in check. So God can elevate you and take you where you need to, where you need to be and where you need to go. Amen. Hallelujah. Now, I'm going to go ahead and give the benediction. If you don't know Jesus and pardon him your sin, I want you to repeat after me. Say, Father, I am a sinner in need of a Savior. Come into my life, Lord. Make me, Lord. Mold me, God. Father God, I repent of all my sins, Lord God. Forgive me, Lord, of every thought that I've had that wasn't pure. Every thought that I had was not like you, oh God. Lord, as you knock on my heart, I want to open my heart to receive you on this day. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Glory to God. Welcome to the body of Christ. Amen. You are now a blood-washed, born believer. Go to a Bible-believing church where the word of God is being taught, the word of God is being lived, and the word of God is being preached from the word of God. Amen. Hallelujah. I'm going to go ahead now, amen, and give the benediction. And what we're going to do, we're going to take a break, and then we're going to go over and hear Ministry Elaine. Amen. An awesome word coming from her on today. Hallelujah. Don't miss it. All you got to do is go over. I gave you the number. Just call into the show just like you did on my show and listen. I encourage all to go over and listen. Now unto him that is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceedingly joy. To the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power both now and ever. Amen. Have an awesome, awesome week, and we will see you back here. Don't forget the shows is coming on Tuesday, Saturday, and I'll be back here on Sunday, the Hour of Power and Ministry Lane also. Amen.